Well, with the midterm elections just 3 months away here in the U.S., President Biden is trying to turn the page on lousy poll numbers by touting some wins. He's on the verge of a legislative victory now that Senator Joe Manchin says he'll support a climate and health care bill. And last night, Biden announced the targeted killing of al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri.
And 1 week ago, after being advised that the conditions were optimal, I gave the final approval to go get him. And the mission was a success. None of his family members were hurt, and there were no civilian casualties.
But past presidencies show it's not easy for a White House to sell victories to a public anxious about the economy. Julian Zelizer is professor of history and public affairs at Princeton. He helps us look at the news through an historical lens. Julian, al-Zawahiri first. He was Osama bin Laden's right-hand man. Biden was vice president when Obama announced bin Laden's killing. Al-Zawahiri became number one. Now he's gone. President Trump ordered the killing of ISIS leader Abu Bakr Baghdadi, and it didn't seem to enhance his presidency. Now, we're going to talk elsewhere about the importance of these targeted deaths for security, but will al-Zawahiri's death bring a beleaguered Biden goodwill from voters?
It's not clear. I think a part of what presidents learn is that even major success, either on domestic policy or something of this sort on foreign policy, which is a major development, doesn't always translate to voters. Even if they are happy with what has happened, are comforted by the development, it doesn't change how they're going to vote, especially in troubled economic times.
Well, especially now when we're hearing from some of the 9/11 families that actually they're still focused on, you know, Biden's trip to Saudi Arabia, you know, because the attack on 9/11 was Saudi terrorist. Well, to legislation. Democrats and Republicans passed legislation to invest $280 billion in semiconductors and science research. Senator Joe Manchin signed off on the deal to lower drug prices and confront climate change. Now, your opinion piece for CNN was headlined, "Biden's on the verge of a huge legislative victory." But most headlines read like this one in the New York Times: "Biden savors much-needed victories, but will highs overshadow lows?" Your thoughts about it?
Well, both can be true. I mean, in the history of American politics, often you can have very big moments of legislative success, sometimes success that's transformative in terms of what the American government does. But especially in midterms, it doesn't mean it's going to bring you success for your party. And very often the two don't mesh. In fact, they can move in opposite directions. The more success you have sometimes only stimulates and energizes your opposition. So I think both headlines might actually be true.
You point to LBJ.
Well, LBJ, between 1964 and 66, moved through Congress the Great Society, really one of the biggest moments of legislating, from Medicare and Medicaid to federal education support. But the 66 midterms saw an increase in Republicans in the House and a strengthening of the conservative coalition with conservative Democrats. So he wasn't feeling good. Inflation, deficits, and the beginning of Vietnam were on the minds of voters in 66, despite all his success.
I also think of Jimmy Carter, who feverishly worked to free American hostages in Iran, even as his successor, Ronald Reagan, was being sworn in. But then you say there's a parallel now to what happened to Reagan's Republicans during his first midterm.
Yeah, I mean, Reagan passed through Congress a historic tax cut, the embodiment of supply-side economics, which for conservatives was a great victory in 1981. He moves a lot of deregulation through executive power. But in 82, House Democrats increase their numbers. They do very well. Why? Because they say there is a Reagan recession, which there was. And not only was the recession causing voters to move away from Republicans in the House, but it undercut the victory because Democrats said the tax cuts actually exacerbated the economic problems.
Yeah. Well, and now you have the Biden administration trying to get out some of the good news about the economy. You know, the jobless numbers are way down, things like that, even though people are talking about a recession. You've got Fox News hammering gas prices, even though they're following, hammering crime, although that's fallen too. Can you point to something in the few seconds we have we could learn from past presidents about getting a message out?
Well, look, Obama went through this as well. Didn't help in the midterms, but he got the message out by 2012. And he showed the difference between himself and the GOP, and that led to re-election.
Yeah. Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton, taking a look at where the Biden administration is right now ahead of those midterms, which are just a few days away. Julian, thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.